Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Back here in Branson, the Bombers find themselves trailing 16-11. Kind of a carbon copy of how the girls' game started. Kyle Pock, the 6'5 freshman, coming out lighting it up, 16 points. As Bolivar's ready to throw it in, we're underway in the second quarter. Via Berry over to Pock. Back to Hitchcock. Hitchcock with it, now back to the right side. Rowell, back to Berry. Bombers in a, believe it's man-to-man. As Hitchcock will drive inside. There's a whistle. We're waiting to see. The basket is good. It looked like it should have been on the floor, but it was not. Count the bucket for Cooper Hitchcock. Satch Harris was called for the foul. Free throw on the way off the back heel. The iron offensive rebound won't go. It's an air ball. Bolivar comes up with again. Puck, and it's an offensive foul. Kyle Puck picks up his second foul. That could be very big for them. He's been about 80% of their offense. Bolivar one foul away from being in the bonus for the rest of the half. A little full-court zone press thrown at the Bombers by Bolivar. Gilbert breaks it. Now on the Branson logo to the right side. Hand off to McGee. Jake McGee barely gets through to Gilbert. What a great pass. Gilbert shot fakes. Tells Crawford to come get it. Gets it back. Gilbert screens from Crawford. Tabor. Now to the right side. Try to get it to Sorrell. Was tipped away. Great defensive play by Hunter Berry. And the Bombers will have it on the side. Just north of a minute passed in this first period. Bombers still trailing 18-11 here in the first day of the Battle at the Border in Branson, Missouri. Gilbert to the right side, handoff. Or no, he'll keep it himself. Gilbert pulls up for the 15-footer. Won't go, and there's a foul called. I believe it'll be on Dawson Tabor. And it was on Dawson Tabor, and just looking at his face, didn't look like it was much contact, but enough for a foul. Now Bolivar's in the bonus for the rest of the half. It'll be Brody Pollock at the line. Free throw on the way, swished it. Now I'll get the second one. Second one by Pollock is good. Rattled around, but finally bounced in. McGee will throw it into Gilbert. Rest of the Bombers clear out of the way. Gilbert working to his left. Now to his right. Crossover dribble over to McGee. McGee to Crawford. Abe sends it to Wyatt. Wyatt's going to shoot a three. Off the heel, the iron rebounded by Hitchcock. Bolivar pushing ahead, now driving. Hitchcock driving inside, was tipped away. Pass intended for Berry, but Jake McGee gets in the way of it. To 11 our score, Bolivar on top. They give it to Dylan Rowell for three. Well, go, Gilbert comes up with the rebound. As it's stolen immediately, Berry has it now. Up and under dribble, it's good. Hunter Berry with the basket. His first points of the evening. Gilbert ahead. Now to Crawford. Crawford to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert to McGee. Jake's going to drive inside, kick it out to Crawford. Crawford driving, and very late whistle, an offensive foul. Abe Crawford was called on it. I believe that was Barry there that took the charge. There was the contact. Everyone kind of stopped, and the official's like, well, there's probably something there. Called him for the offensive foul. I believe it was the right call, just very late. Bolivar with it now. Hitchcock now to Barry for three. Off the right side of the rim, it'll go out of bounds. Almost saved by Brody Pollock. Great effort, but not enough, as the Bombers will get it back. Abe Crawford exits the ball game. Matt Jones will come back in. McGee will throw it into Gilbert. So the Bombers clear out of his way. Gilbert now at the half court or full court run and jump. Gilbert ahead to Jones. Just across the half court stripe back to Gilbert. Gilbert to his left. Gets the screen from Matt Jones. Wyatt working now. Up top to Dawson Tabor. Tabor to the right side, Adam Sorrell. Screen from Tabor. Kick it inside, try to get it to Jones. Back to Tabor, but Gilbert ends up with the top of the key. Into Matt Jones for the lay-in. Great ball movement by the Bombers, and persistence pays as Matt Jones is able to get a bucket to go after a couple passes. And we have a whistle. Believe that'll be on Jake McGee. It is. Jake McGee's first foul. Bolivar is in the bonus, one foul away from the double bonus, as it was Cooper Bushy shooting the one and one. He missed it, and Matt Jones comes up with the rebound. Gilbert pushing ahead. Gilbert, screen from Jones. Gilbert with a Bolivar Liberator all over him. Back to Tabor at the top of the key to McGee. Jake's going to get a screen from Dawson. Back to Matt. Into Tabor. Tip pass to Gilbert, and it's an offensive foul. Josh Fulcher not pleased with that at all, as it'll be on Dawson Tabor. This second foul. Josh Fulcher really not pleased with that call. It looked like the defender was set, but nonetheless, it's an offensive foul. Can't go back and change it. 22-13 our score. Bolivar on top over the Bombers. 4:44 remaining. Barry with it. Up top to Hitchcock. Hitchcock over to Francisco. They get it into Bushy. Bushy back up to Francisco. Over to Barry. Over to Hitchcock now on the left wing. Trying to find Bose in the post. They get it over to Francisco for the three-pointer. It's good. Josh Francisco, his first points of the afternoon, and it's 25-13 Bolivar. Gilbert across the half-court stripe to McGee. Spin move, gets it to Sorrell. Sorrell looking. Sorrell over to Matt Jones. Up to Dawson Tabor. Tabor at the top of the key between the circles. Over to Jones. Over to Gilbert now. Wyatt will get a screen from Matt. Matt sealing his guy. Wyatt driving inside with the hook shot. It's good. Wyatt Gilbert gets the tough shot to go. The lead is cut to 10. Over to Barry now. Bolivar with it. They hit a skip pass. Back to the top of the key. Hitchcock back to Barry. Barry's going to put up another three off the left side of the rim. It's an offensive rebound. And Wyatt Gilbert saves it out of bounds and throws it off of Josh Bose. And it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Bolivar. Great play by Wyatt Gilbert. As Satch Harris will come back in, replacing Jake McGee. 3:32 remaining in the first half. Bombers trying to get the offense going, get it into Harris to McGee. Now back to Gilbert. He'll go to work. Gilbert, driving spin move, excellent move. Now to the left side, up top to McGee. McGee back to Gilbert on the left wing. Wyatt gets a screen from Matt Jones. Gilbert picks up his dribble, now between the circles to Dawson Tabor. Tabor back to Satch Harris. Harris now driving with the right hand, kicks it out. Wyatt Gilbert, dribble inside, had his pocket pick. Jones comes up with it. Great spin move. Picks up his dribble. Gilbert driving inside with the left hand. Right-handed floater off the window. It's good. Great find for Matt Jones to get it to Wyatt Gilbert. What looked like a messy possession ends up in a bucket. Bolivar driving ahead. as Bowes gets a bucket and the foul. Be on Dawson Tabor. Be his third foul as the Bombers have surpassed the double bonus. Bolivar will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. So count the bucket. Josh Bowes, the 6'5 sophomore, free throw's good, and it's 28-17, Bolivar. Gilbert again, being guarded by Hunter Berry, the 6-foot senior. Gilbert gets a screen from Russell. Russell skips it to Jones, top of the key. He'll go to the left side. Got away with an extra step, and a blocking foul's called. I believe it'll be against Josh Francisco. Believe it. Well, they're saying it's on Josh Bowes, so it'll be a reach-in. His first foul, Matt Jones will go to the line, shoot two. First one is good, rattled around, but fell in. Matt Jones, the 6'5 junior. Him and Wyatt Gilbert, the only returning starters for this Bomber ball club. Second one by Jones is good. 28-19 our score, about 2:30 remaining. Bombers trailing. The top of the key, Francisco, back to Berry. Back to Francisco, over to Rowell. Back to the top of the key, Berry almost threw it away. Was able to save it before it went back court. Berry, now to Rowell. Inside to Pollock. Berry puts up the three, rattled around, hit every part of the rim and fell in. Hunter Berry gets it to go, and it's 31-19 in favor of Bolivar. Gilbert gets a screen from Jones. Wyatt working now. Wyatt still working, gets it up top to Russell, to the right side, Harris. Harris over to Gilbert. Could have had the three, didn't take it. Gets the screen from Russell. Wyatt working. Back to Harris. Harris driving with the right hand. Picks up his dribble. Looking for someone to throw it to. Gets it to Russell. Russell had his pocket picked, and there was a foul called on Berry. Coach Hoy of Bolivar not too pleased with that call, but foul on Berry. It's first. Be the 16th foul. One more foul, and the Bombers will be in the bonus the rest of the way in the first half. Abe Crawford's back in the ballgame, replacing Matt Jones. Jake will throw it into Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert to the left side. Screen from Crawford. Crossover dribbles to the top to Liam Russell. Back to Satch Harris. Harris to the left to Crawford. Back to McGee. McGee gets a screen from Crawford. Back to Russell. Gilbert's going to put up the deep three. It's good! Wyatt Gilbert from downtown. And the Bombers cut the lead to 9. As they try to throw an entry pass into Josh Bowes, and it's thrown away. Stop. 57.5 seconds remaining. Bombers trailing 31-22. More full court pressure put on by Bolivar. Gilbert driving to the right side, gets it across the timeline, down to the three-point line, picks up his dribble. McGee, top of the key. McGee looking, and we have an offensive foul. I believe it'll be an illegal screen on Abe Crawford. He kind of stuck his hips out. And it was. It's his third personal foul. Will not result in free throws. It's a player-controlled foul. Adam Sorrell ready to check in at the next break. 40 seconds remaining. Bombers trailing by 9, 31-22. Berry with it. Hands it off to Rowell. Rowell over to Bushy. Back to Berry. They'll probably hold for the final shot. They clear it out. Gilbert guarding him. Coach Hoy getting in a call to Hunter Berry. Gilbert, great defense so far on Berry. Down to 15. Now he'll pull it back out. Foot inside the half-court stripe. Russell zoning off, ready for help. Now he's going to go down to five. Berry, he'll kick it out. This is Hitchcock for three. It's an air ball. Gilbert comes up with it, and I'll do it for the half. So at halftime, the Bombers trail 31-22 here in the first day of the Battle at the Border in Branson, Missouri. We'll come back, check stats, talk to Del Leonard after his victory. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.